resource guides, Aaronic Priesthood Manual 2, used to update and enrich your lessons. Lesson 26, Worthy Thoughts. Blessed are the pure in heart. President Gordon B. Hinckley, New Era, July 1999, pages 4 through 7. Don't be afraid. President James E. Faust, New Era, July 1998, pages 4 through 8. The Spirit of Revelation, President Boyd K. Packer, Ensign, November 1999, pages 23 through 25. Note, the film strip, Worthy Music, Worthy Thoughts, mentioned in this lesson is no longer available. Lesson 27, The Lord's Law of Health. Living Worthy of the Girl You Will Someday Marry, President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, May 1998, pages 49 through 51. I Resolve, by Elder Joe J. Christensen, New Era, January 1998, pages 4 through 8. Run and Not Be Weary, Elder L. Tom Perry, Ensign, November 1996, pages 36 through 38. Lesson 28, The Sabbath. A Season of Opportunity, Bishop H. David Burton, Ensign, November 1998, pages 9 through 11. To Keep It Holy, Joseph Richardson, New Era, October 1997, pages 34 through 38. Offer Up Thy Sacraments Upon My Holy Day, Ensign, September 1998, page 47. Welcome, Welcome, Sabbath Morning, Hymns, number 280. Lesson 29, The Purpose of Life. Life's Obligations, President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, February 1999, pages 2 through 5. Life, the Gift Each is Given, Elder Alexander B. Morrison, Ensign, December 1998, pages 14 through 19. Right Side Up, Elder Richard J. Maines, New Era, January 1999, pages 34 through 37. Improve the Shining Moments, Hymns, number 226. Lesson 30, Charity. Go and Do Thou Likewise, Bishop H. David Burton, Ensign, May 1997, pages 75 through 77. Kool-Aid, Mark Porter, As Told to Brad Wilcox, New Era, June 1997, pages 10 and 11. Out of Small Things, Elder Stephen A. West, Ensign, May 1999, pages 28 and 29. Love One Another, Hymns, number 308. Lesson 31, Forgiveness. If Any Man Offend Not, Denise Turner, Ensign, August 1998, pages 46 through 48. Pockets Full of Rocks, Larry A. Hiller, New Era, January 1996, pages 44 through 49. I Chose to Forgive, Gretchen Connect Clark, Ensign, June 1997, page 62. Lesson 32, Cultivating Gifts of the Spirit. Come and See, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, New Era, December 1997, pages 4 through 8. I Wanted Proof, Ryan Monson, New Era, February 1998, pages 8 through 10. Lesson 33, Seek Ye Learning. Life's Obligations, President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, February 1999, pages 2 through 5. Living Worthy of the Girl You Will Someday Marry, President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, May 1998, pages 49 through 51. I Resolve, Elder Joe J. Christensen, New Era, January 1998, pages 4 through 8. Lesson 34, the power of example. The power of teaching doctrine, Elder Henry B. Eyring, Ensign, May 1999, pages 73 through 75. This isn't rocket science, Adrian Robert Gostick, New Era, June 1998, pages 14 through 16. What church is that? Gail S. Halverson, Ensign, September 1997, pages 60 through 61. Each life that touches ours for good, Hymns number 293. Lesson 35, Obeying, Honoring, and Sustaining the Law, Youth of the Noble Birthright, Elder L. Tom Perry, Ensign, November 1998, pages 73 through 75. Standing for Truth and Right, Elder M. Russell Ballard, Ensign, November 1997, pages 37 through 40. Ready to Die, Mauro Properzi, New Era, April 1997, pages 44 and 45. Lesson 36, In Everything Give Thanks. Think to Thank, President Thomas S. Monson, Ensign, November 1998, pages 17 through 20. A Grateful Heart, Elder Gordon T. Watts, New Era, September 1999, pages 4 through 7. Count Your Blessings, Marissa D. Thompson, New Era, October 1997, page 39. For the Beauty of the Earth, Hymns, number 92. Lesson 37, Understanding Women's Roles. How Near to the Angels, President James E. Faust, New Era, March 1999, pages 4 through 8. Our Sacred Duty to Honor Women, Elder Russell M. Nelson, Ensign, May 1999, pages 38 through 40. The Family, Elder Henry B. Eyring, Ensign, February 1998, pages 10 through 18. The Family, A Proclamation to the World, Pamphlet, 1997. Lesson 38, Living Righteously in an Unrighteous World, Standing for Truth and Right, Elder M. Russell Ballard, Ensign, November 1997, pages 37 through 40. But We Heeded Them Not, Elder I. Alden Porter, Ensign, August 1998, pages 6 through 9. Think First, Act Fast, John Bytheway, New Era, May 1999, pages 32 through 34. The Iron Rod, Hymns, number 274. Lesson 39, Moral Courage. On the Edge, President James E. Faust, New Era, February 1997, pages 4 through 8. Honesty, A Moral Compass, President James E. Faust, Ensign, November 1996, pages 41 through 44. The Power of Righteousness, Elder Richard G. Scott, Ensign, November 1998, pages 68 through 70. True to the Faith, Hymns, number 254. Lesson 40, Avoiding and Overcoming Temptation. Blessed Are the Pure in Heart, President Gordon B. Hinckley, New Era, July 1999, pages 4 through 7. In Harm's Way, President Thomas S. Monson, Ensign, May 1998, pages 46 through 48. Think First, Act Fast, John Bytheway, New Era, May 1999, pages 32 through 34. Lesson 41, The Sacrament, In Remembrance of Him. The Aaronic Priesthood and the Sacrament, Elder Dallin H. Oaks, Ensign, November 1998, pages 37 through 40. That We May Be One, Elder Henry B. Eyring, Ensign, May 1998, pages 66 through 68. Amazed, Melissa Ransom, New Era, July 1998, page 9. I Stand All Amazed, Hymns, number 193. Lesson 42, Follow the Brethren, How to Find Safety and Peace, Elder M. Russell Ballard, New Era, November 1997, pages 4 through 7. Finding Safety in Counsel, Elder Henry B. Eyring, Ensign, May 1997, pages 24 through 26. Divine Direction, Elder I. Alden Porter, New Era, April 1998, pages 46 through 49. Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Hymns, number 21. Lesson 43, Spiritual Preparation for a Mission, Missionary Service, Elder Earl C. Tingey, Ensign, May 1998, pages 39 through 41. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Elder H. Brian Richards, Ensign, November 1998, pages 43 through 44. True or False? Justin Hackinson, New Era, October 1997, page 9. Called to Serve, Hymns number 249. Lesson 44, Preparing Now for Temple Marriage. Living Worthy of the Girl You Will Someday Marry, President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, May 1998, pages 49 through 51. Marriage in the Lord's Way, Part 1, Elder Cree L. Coford, Ensign, June 1998, pages 7 through 12. Marriage in the Lord's Way, Part 2, Elder Cree L. Coford, Ensign, July 1998. Marriage Prep 101, Brad Wilcox, New Era, October 1999, pages 30 through 33. Lesson 45, Effective Home Teaching. Home Teaching, a Divine Service, President Thomas S. Monson, New Era, November 1998, pages 4 through 9. Why Home Teaching? First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Ensign, August 1998, page 73. Becoming a Better Home Teacher or Visiting Teacher, Colleen Ricks Adams, Ensign, March 1997, pages 24 through 33. Lesson 46, Avoiding Degrading Media Influences, Living Worthy of the Girl You Will Someday Marry, President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, May 1998, pages 49 through 51. Questions and Answers, Watching Videos, New Era, February 1998, pages 16 through 18. Questions and Answers, Bad Words and Songs, New Era, June 1997, pages 16 through 18. Lesson 47, Clean and Appropriate Speech. Latter-day Council, Excerpts from Recent Addresses of President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, April 1999, page 71. The Tongue of Angels, Elder Robert S. Wood, Ensign, November 1999, pages 83 and 84. Using Brad Language, Barbara Jean Jones, New Era, November 1999, pages 24 through 27. Lesson 48, Maintaining Righteous Standards, Standing for Truth and Right, Elder M. Russell Ballard, Ensign, November 1997, pages 37 through 40. The Heart and a Willing Mind, Elder James M. Paramore, Ensign, May 1998, pages 41 through 43. A Witness for Jesus Christ, Darren Lithgow, New Era, April 1997, pages 34 through 35. Lesson 49, Honesty and Integrity. Climb High, President James E. Faust, New Era, June 1997, pages 4 through 8. As Good as Our Bond, Elder Sheldon F. Child, Ensign, May 1997, pages 29 and 30. Building Integrity, Tamara Latham Bailey, New Era, July 1999, page 15. Lesson 50, Valuing and Encouraging People with Disabilities. A Season of Opportunity, Bishop H. David Burton, Ensign, November 1998, pages 9 through 11. A Different Drummer, Lisa Prahl, New Era, September 1998, pages 48 and 49. I have a question. My husband does not read very well and may have a learning disability. What can we do? Response by John B. Fish, Ensign, March 1999, page 66. Young Women Manual 2, used to update and enrich your lessons. Lesson 25, The Law of Sacrifice. The Price of Discipleship, President James E. Faust, Ensign, April 1999, pages 2 through 4. The Law of Sacrifice, Elder M. Russell Ballard, Ensign, October 1998, pages 6 through 13. Time Off for Good Behavior, Laurie Livesey, New Era, May 1997, pages 12 through 14. I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go, Hymns number 270. Lesson 26, The Sacrament. That We May Be One, Elder Henry B. Eyring, Ensign, May 1998, pages 66 through 68. The Aaronic Priesthood and the Sacrament, Elder Dallin H. Oaks, Ensign, November 1998, pages 37 through 40. Amazed, Melissa Ransom, New Era, July, 1998, page 9. Lesson 27, Strengthening Testimony Through Obedience. Building Your Testimony, President Gordon B. Hinckley, New Era, April 1999, pages 4 through 7. Ye May Know That He Is, Ensign, February 1997, page 31. Feed the Flame, Valerie Munns, New Era, July 1997, page 15. I Believe in Christ, Hymns, number 134. Lesson 28, Agency. On the Edge, President James E. Faust, New Era, February 1997, pages 4 through 8. Agency, A Blessing and a Burden, Sharon G. Larson, Ensign, November 1999, pages 11 through 13. Question and Answer. My youth leaders at church say we should follow the For the Strength of Youth booklet. Isn't it taking away our free agency when they tell us what to do all the time? New Era, September 1997, pages 16 through 18. Choose the Right, Hymns number 239. Lesson 29, Exaltation. Search me, O God, and know my heart. President James E. Faust, Ensign, May 1998, pages 17 through 20. Don't Go Overboard, Elder Russell M. Nelson, New Era, March 1998, pages 4 through 7. Life, the Gift Each is Given, Elder Alexander B. Morrison, Ensign, December 1998, pages 14 through 19. Lesson 30, Strengthening Testimony Through Service. Go and Do Thou Likewise, Bishop H. David Burton, Ensign, May 1997, pages 75 through 77. I Too Must Give, Laurie Livesey, New Era, October 1998, pages 20 through 25. My Sunday Job, Kathy Jo Gardner, New Era, March 1999, page 9. Have I Done Any Good? Hymns, number 223. Lesson 31, The Law of the Land. Youth of the Noble Birthright, Elder L. Tom Perry, Ensign, November 1998, pages 73 through 75. Standing for Truth and Right, Elder M. Russell Ballard, Ensign, November 1997, pages 37 through 40. Ready to Die, Mauro Properzi, New Era, April 1997, pages 44 and 45. Lesson 32, The Importance of Life. We are children of God. Elder Russell M. Nelson, Ensign, November 1998, pages 85 through 87. Simple as a Sunset, Sarah Barton, New Era, February 1997, page 49. Bonnie Song, Kevin Holgate, New Era, December 1997, pages 12 through 15. I Am a Child of God, Hymns, number 301. Lesson 33, The Sacred Power of Procreation, Pure in Heart, President Gordon B. Hinckley, New Era, July 1999, pages 4 through 7. Personal Purity, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, Ensign, November 1998, pages 75 through 78. What a Blessing, Vanessa Moody, New Era, November 1999, pages 34 through 36. Lesson 34, Hold Fast to the Lord's Standards. A Chosen Generation, President Gordon B. Hinckley, New Era, January 1999, pages 4 through 7. Return with Honor, Elder Robert D. Hales, Ensign, June 1999, pages 6 through 13. But We Heeded Them Not, Elder I. Alden Porter, Ensign, August 1998, pages 6 through 9. The Iron Rod, Hymns, number 274. Lesson 35, Wise Choices. Do What Is Right, Elder Richard G. Scott, Ensign, June 1997, pages 51 through 55. The Time to Prepare, Elder Joseph B. Worthlin, Ensign, May 1998, pages 14 through 16. The Big Question, Rebecca Watson, New Era, January 1999, pages 8 through 10. Lesson 36, Honesty. Climb High, President James E. Faust, New Era, June 1997, pages 4 through 8. As Good as Our Bond, Elder Sheldon F. Child, Ensign, May 1997, pages 29 and 30. Building Integrity, Tamara Lathan Bailey, New Era, July 1999, page 15. Lesson 37, Maintaining Chastity Through Righteous Living. How Near to the Angels, President James E. Faust, New Era, March 1999, pages 4 through 7. Personal Purity, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, Ensign, November 1998, pages 75 through 78. What Prophets and Apostles Teach About Chastity and Fidelity, Ensign, October 1998, pages 38 through 49. Lesson 38, Physical Health, I Resolve, Elder Joe J. Christensen, New Era, January 1998, pages 4 through 8. Crossing the Finish Line, Virginia R. Scott, Ensign, October 1997, page 69. FYI, Picture Yourself, A Picture of Health, New Era, January 1997, pages 34 and 35. Lesson 39, Preventing Disease. I Have a Question. Where can I find accurate information on nutrition that is not faddish or inconsistent with Word of Wisdom guidelines? Rodney Turner, Ensign, February 1996, pages 64 and 65. Lesson 40, Self-Mastery. I Resolve, Elder Joe J. Christensen, New Era, January 1998, pages 4 through 8. A Celestial Connection to Your Teenage Years, Elder Richard J. Maines, Ensign, November 1997, pages 30 and 31. Count on the Values, Denise Lindberg, New Era, November 1999, pages 8 through 10. Be Thou Humble, Hymns, number 130. Lesson 41, Optimism, Hope, An Anchor of the Soul, President James E. Faust, Ensign, November 1999, pages 59 through 61. How to Be Happy, Elder Marlon K. Jensen, New Era, August 1999, pages 4 through 7. Look to the Future with Optimism, Elder Jack H. Gosland, Ensign, April 1997, pages 22 through 27. Lesson 42, Gratitude and Appreciation. A Grateful Heart, Elder Gordon T. Watts, New Era, September 1999, pages 4 through 7. Count Your Blessings, Marissa D. Thompson, New Era, October 1997, page 39. With a Grateful Heart, Ensign, August 1999, page 53. For the Beauty of the Earth, Hymns, number 92. Lesson 43, Wise Use of Leisure Time, Life's Obligations, President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, February 1999, pages 2 through 5. Measuring Up, Elder Rex D. Pinniger, New Era, June 1999, pages 4 through 7. Beat Summertime Boredom, New Era, August 1999, page 37. Lesson 44, Developing Talents. Look to the Future with Optimism, Elder Jack H. Gosland, Ensign, April 1997, pages 22 through 27. Unearthing Your Talents, Marissa D. Thompson, New Era, September 1998, page 47. Come, Let Us Walk in the Light of the Lord, Mary Ellen Smoot, Ensign, November 1998, pages 89 through 91. Lesson 45, Participating in Cultural Arts. Curtain Call, Larry A. Hiller, New Era, October 1997, pages 28 through 33. At Home with Music, Paul Poli, Ensign, April 1999, page 55. Stars Under the Sky, Shanna Ghaznavi, New Era, July 1999, pages 20 through 25. Lesson 46, Financial Responsibility, Greed, Selfishness, and Overindulgence, Elder Joe J. Christensen, Ensign, May 1999, pages 9 through 11. Paid in Full, April Anderson Goyer, New Era, January 1998, pages 48 through 49. Teaching Teens About Credit, Ensign, December 1998, page 61. Lesson 47, An Uplifting Environment. Latter-day Council, excerpts from recent addresses of President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, July 1999, pages 72 and 73. Question and Answer. Videos are a problem for my friends and me. We often seem to be renting videos we have to turn off and take back. Is there some way we can make good decisions about which movies to watch? New Era, February 1998, pages 16 through 18. Spiritual Power of Our Baptism, Carol B. Thomas, Ensign, May 1999, pages 91 through 93. Lesson 48, Communication Skills and Leadership. A Teacher Come from God, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, Ensign, May 1998, pages 25 through 27. Are We Having Fun Yet? Janet Thomas, New Era, May 1998, pages 20 through 25. My Best Calling Ever, Earl Stowell, Ensign, August 1997, pages 68 through 69. Lesson 49, Valuing and Encouraging People with Disabilities, Think to Thank, President Thomas S. Monson, Ensign, November 1998, pages 17 through 20. I have a question. My husband does not read very well and may have a learning disability. What can we do? Response by John B. Fish, Ensign, March 1999, page 66. My Kind of Hero, Linda A. Peterson, New Era, March 1999, pages 26 and 27. End of Resource Guides. We've got